protect hygienics.
Trust hygienics to protect your everyday hygienics. Protection today, greatness tomorrow. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Headlines. My name is Kalunga Mwape. Opposition parties question ECZ credibility ahead of 2026 elections. For implementation of trade policies needed to protect local business, says expert. Kenya signs landmark health deal with US despite data fears.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Welcome to the Millennium Radio 18 Hours Main News Bulletin with me, Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Some political parties taking part in the 2026 general elections have insisted that no amount of alleged rigging by the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, will secure them victory next year. This follows remarks by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, which recently questioned why some citizens believe the commission would manipulate elections results, noting that previous commissions appointed by sitting presidents still oversaw elections won by the opposition. Patriots for Economic Progress PEP President Sean Tembo says Zambians have overwhelmingly resolved to vote out the United Party for National Development UPND. Mr. Tembo argues that the expected voter turnout will be so high that in his view it would be impossible for the ECZ to influence the outcome.
We are 100% confident that we are going to have a change of government come next year. And that does not depend on who the commissioners under the Electoral Commission of Zambia are, because we do not think that they have the power to change the will of the Zambian people in the context of next year's elections. That is not to say that it is not possible to rig an election. It is very possible to rig an election. And our belief is that we've had incidents in the recent past of Zambia's electoral history where elections have been rigged.
Meanwhile, the New Heritage Party has called for reforms to the appointment of the ECZ commissioners. Party President Chishala Kateka says a tradition of allowing a sitting president, who is also a political player, to appoint commissioners undermines confidence in the electoral process.
However, we don't want to do things according to people's will. You understand?
Uh-huh.
We need to have systems that people are comfortable with, because we can't continue to rely on people's, I don't know whether it's kindness or whatever. We would rather rely on a system that we can all be comfortable with. And that is what we are proposing, a system that people will be comfortable with, where we won't need to worry about what, you know, about the issue that is being raised. As it is, even though this thing has been happening in the past.
And Golden Party of Zambia President Jackson Silavwe has accused the ECZ of aligning itself with the ruling party. Mr. Silavwe says that this alleged conduct has contributed to growing public mistrust in the commission.
The conduct of the ECZ, how they conducted themselves in the past, they've conducted themselves in an extremely biased manner. If you look at how they conducted themselves regarding the internal wrangles of the Patriotic Front, it was quite disturbing. That's why I think for us they lost reputation. The ECZ has been in the fore to obliterate how political parties conduct themselves. And like I've said before, in their faces, the number one source of conflict on the African continent is how you handle, do not handle elections. So ANZ is treading on very dangerous grounds in as far as the way they conduct themselves is concerned. The fact of the matter is that ECZ has not been impartial.
The Zambia We Want Party, ZWWP, has called on government to urgently implement strong policies and legal reforms that will allow the country to fully benefit from its vast copper resources amid rising global demand for the mineral resource. International media reports indicate that countries around the world are now racing to secure copper reserves, with the metal increasing being referred as to the new oil due to its critical role in the global energy transition. Chairperson for Small and Medium Enterprises, SMEs, Ibrahim Ndonga, says that Zambia risks missing out on this historic opportunity if it does not put in place safeguards to ensure the country benefits from the anticipated surge in demand. He warned that the continued provision of wide-ranging incentives to foreign investors has resulted in the nation losing significant revenue that should be improving local development.
Copper is a diminishing product. Our copper one day will run out. And then what are we going to have as a nation which we can point at to say, okay, fine, we have benefited from this, from this, from this, from this, on these items, this item, this item. It will not have a very clear point out. So the issue is, let's see what are the benefits, what is causing the high demand of copper. Is it new products that are now being manufactured from raw coal? Or is it the already existing products that there is more demand of those already existing products, and then we need now to actually know that the old industries that have been making these, we need to increase them, we need to bring them on board to Zambia so that Zambia itself will use all the raw material that it has.
Mr. Makumbi notes that the continued dominance of foreign traders in the sector has adversely impacted local entrepreneurs, many of whom are struggling to stay afloat.
It is evident. If you are traveling, for example, from here to Kasumbalesa, you need to pay about 3-4 times on the way. So once that increment, meaning in a day, just one route, we as traders will pay more money to transport our goods. So really, it's a negative impact on our side.
Zicom Mining Limited of Southern Province has been fined 110,000 kwacha by the Minister of Labour and Social Security for breaching the Employment Code Act. The penalty follows an inspection which found that the company had failed to issue written employment contracts to its workers, leaving employees without formal terms and conditions of service. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Makandawa says that Zinkwan Mining was also operating without mandatory workplace policies, which are required to guide conduct, safeguard employees, and ensure compliance with the national labor standards. Ms. Ndawa says that the company has been ordered to immediately correct the violations and fully comply with the law, warning that the further sanctions will be imposed if the company fails to meet the statutory requirements.
In Southern Province has been slapped with a 110,000 kwacha fine by the Ministry of Labour and Social Security for non-compliance with employment laws. An inspection conducted at the company revealed that employees were operating without formal terms and conditions of service, as the company did not issue them with written employment contracts. The company was also operating without workplace policies, which are required to guide conduct, protect employees, and ensure compliance with labor standards. As a result, Zicom Mining Limited has been sanctioned in line with the provisions of the Employment Code Act. The company has been directed to immediately rectify the identified violations and fully comply with statutory requirements. As failure to do so will attract further sanctions.
And now, business news.
Economist Munyumba Mutwale says that the current stability of the kwacha is being driven largely by market sentiment rather than solid economic fundamentals, which explain why the currency is not as strong as it should be. Mr. Mutwale notes that there are currently no significant remittances from the mining sector.